Welcome to this demonstration of the Beats Pill 2.0 Bluetooth speaker. And in this demonstration, I want to give you a physical description of the speaker itself, some connectivity options, and then we'll listen to what the speaker sounds like playing music and the spoken word, and also what it sounds like, of course, using VoiceOver, both on my iPhone and on my Mac. So before we get on with the demo, let me just tell you what's in the box. So of course you get the Beats Pill speaker itself, fabric padded case for the speaker. So I'm just going to unzip it to the full length and take the speaker out. So that's the actual case for the speaker. You also get an adapter and cable to charge the Bluetooth speaker, and you get a 3.5mm to 3.5mm audio jack to plug in the speaker, in my case from my Mac if I wish, or indeed from the speaker itself to another speaker. And finally, you also get the print manual. So first of all, let me give you a physical description of the speaker. As the name implies, Beats Pill, it's actually shaped like a pill, so it's a cylinder. On the bottom, you actually have a rubber base, and of course that's where it sits on the table. And in the middle of that rubber base, you'll find a little rubber flap that you can pull out, and underneath that is a USB port that you can use to actually charge another device from the speaker. And I'll do that with my iPhone in a minute or so. So it's going to put the flap back in. Okay, if I turn the speaker over and put it down on the table, the back of the speaker basically is plastic, so pretty hard plastic. And then on the front of the speaker, divided by a control area going from front to back, you have on the right-hand side a metal speaker grill, and on the left-hand side another metal speaker grill. And as I said, those two speaker grills are divided by a control area going from front to back, which contains a number of buttons to control the speaker itself. So if I come to the back of the speaker itself, and I'm thinking about a clock, even though it's facing away from me, at 9 o'clock is the power on off button for the speaker. And if I come up, and then at the top of the actual speaker itself, at the top I have volume up, and then coming further forward towards me I have volume down. Then if I come right around and in front of the speaker itself, I guess facing me if you like, is the button that you can use to start and stop music, and it's also used to pair the speaker to another device. If I come back around to that power button, I said it was at about 9 o'clock, and go directly to the left, we've got a mini USB port, and of course that's to plug in the charger to charge the device on mains power. If I come back to the button and go to the right, we've got two 3.5mm ports. The left hand port is auxiliary, and you can plug in, for example, my computer, the Mac in this case, and use the Pill's Beats as a powered speaker to listen to audio, etc., out of the Mac. And then the one on the right, the 3.5mm port, is a line out. So for example, I could plug in another external speaker to this speaker and use two speakers at the same time. It's not that particularly long. I would say if I put it in my hand, it's about the length of my hand. So going from my fingertip, so my middle finger, to the end of my palm, that's how actually long the speaker is. So they're not particularly long speakers. They're quite small and quite compact. They're also very light and very easy to pop in your bag and travel. Okay, so first of all, let's turn the speaker on. So I'm going to come back around to that 9 o'clock position on the back of the speaker and hold the button in. 1, 2. Okay, and that's now connected to my iPhone. If I touch my home screen.
Calendar, photos, camera, weather.
Now, having turned the speaker on, I'm actually going to put my iPhone down and I'm going to come around to the bottom of the speaker, pull out that little rubber flap, put in my other end of my lightning cable, which is currently connected to my iPhone. Okay, and I heard a blink.
Charging device battery, 62%. Image.
So I'm actually charging my iPhone now off the Bluetooth speaker. And while it's charging, that I can still use the speaker. So if I just put it down, the only problem, of course, is when the when the cable's in, I've actually got to lay the speaker on its side because the actual cable's sticking at the bottom. While it's just sitting there on power, let's play some music and see what it sounds like. I'm just going to use Siri to play a song. Hey Siri, play The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Let's try one with a bit more music going on. Hey Siri, play Zombie. It's going to turn up a little bit so you can get to the bass. For that one, and let's just play some ocean music. Hey Siri, play the album Ultimate Ocean Waves. Let's try some spoken word. I'm just going to play a comedy series that was around quite a long time ago called Yes Minister, and it's an English comedy. And then we'll see what the audio sounds like with the actors talking, of course. Hey Siri, play Yes Minister. Turn down a bit. 1, 2 on my phone. And I could have also done it on the speaker as well.
Yes Minister. Anthony J. and Jonathan Lynn, starring Paul Eddington as the Right Honourable James Hacker MP and Nigel Hawthorne as Sir Humphrey Appleby, with Derek Folds as Bernard Woolley in The Compassionate Society.
Oh, good morning, sir.
Good morning, John.
What is it today, sir?
Ministry. All the morning on Health Service Administration.
Ah, chap just been talking about that in the radio. Saying the trouble with the health and education and transport services is that all the top people in government go to private hospitals and send their kids to private schools.
Very good. Comedy program, was it?
And go to work in chauffeur-driven cars. But don't you think there's something in it, sir? I mean, if you and Sir Humphrey went to work in a number 27...
No, quite impracticable. We work quite long enough hours as it is without spending an extra hour a day waiting at bus stops.
You'd have to make a bus service much more efficient, wouldn't you?
We certainly would.
Yes, that's what he was saying, see.
So that was just a demo of what some different types of music and spoken words sounded like. I'm just going to take the cable out of the bottom of the speaker now and put the little flap back in. Okay, now let me just show you what you can do with the speaker itself. Whoops, just dropped the cable on the floor. Okie dokie. All right, so I'm going to ask Siri to play an album now. Hey Siri, play the album Savage Garden. Okay, now while it's playing, I'm going to use the volume down. Okay, on the speaker itself. And I'm going to use the volume up button to turn it up. Okay, and then I'm going to press the play pause button. front once, the round one. Paused it, I pressed it again. And restarted the play. Play, pause, to stop. Now, if I was actually going to actually pair this to a device, since it's already paired with my iPhone, if I hold that button in... Okay, you heard that blip. That means it's now in pairing mode. And to bring it out of pairing mode, if I just press the button once again, I've come out of pairing mode. And if I just press that button one more time,
track position, we'll start playing the song again. 55.6 seconds of 4 minutes, 38 seconds.
Okay, play, pause, to stop. So that's what you can do with this speaker with the play, pause, volume up and volume down and pairing. And of course, we've covered the on part of the function. I haven't actually turned it off yet. One more thing that you can do with the speaker, and that's use it as a speakerphone. So if I dial my iPhone, that play, pause button, I can answer the phone call. Okay, that's my phone vibrating, my watch ringing. I'm going to press the play, pause button on the front of the speaker. So if I talk on the landline, you can hear my voice coming through the speaker, and I can also hear my voice, if you like, coming back through the built-in microphone in the speaker as well. So you can use it as an answer phone, and of course, when you're finished, if you just press the play pause button, it hangs up the call. And there we go. I've hung up. My voice might have sounded a bit further away just then because I was actually leaning away with my landline phone away from the mic in case it picked up a bit of feedback. The other thing I wanted to show you, you can use the Beats Pill as an external speaker via the auxiliary port. I'm going to plug in the cable to the 3.5mm headphone jack on my Mac. And of course, if I really wanted to, I could also use the Beats Pill as a Bluetooth speaker. I've mainly got it paired most of the time to my iPhone, so I like to use it as a powered speaker via 3.5mm audio cable to my Mac. So that's into my Mac. And then I come over to the speaker and plug it into that first 3.5mm port to the right of the power on-off button. Plug it in. And then if I come to my Mac...
Finder. Messages. iTunes.
So that's a voiceover stroke Alex talking on my Mac. Now let me start playing some music and we'll see what it sounds like, and it should still sound pretty good.
Press play, chill out, cafe and mean lounge bar. Chill out music, Del Mar and good ambient music. Relax by chill out button.
Okay, let me turn the volume up. And volume down. And of course, I'm using iTunes on my Mac. Let's press the spacebar to stop it playing. Let me just press the spacebar on my Mac again. Now, when it's playing, I can also mute the sound itself. I just press the play pause button on the speaker. It's muted it. If I press it again, it's unmuted it. Okay, so spacebar on my Mac. Now, the other really cool thing I wanted to show you, remember that other port that I said was a line-out port that you could plug in another speaker to it? Well, I'm going to do that now. So I'm just going to grab a cable, and I'm going to plug in to that 3.5mm port. Okay, that's one in. And then a portable Jambox speaker. And I'm going to plug in that and turn that on. So, let me press spacebar. Okay, it's going to turn up the Jambox. Yeah, that's basically two speakers now playing at the same time. And of course, I'm getting more bass out of the Jambox, of course. Okay, I'm just going to pull out the cable coming out from my Mac to the Beats Pill. Okay, so I'm no longer using it as an auxiliary speaker. And you just had to go vloop, which means it's now flicked back to
4:54 p.m.
Bluetooth mode that you can hear back to my iPhone. So if I now press play, pause on the front of the speaker. Okay, we've now got both those speakers still running because the Jambox still needed the Pills one. But finally, I can't show you this current feature. I will be able to do that in a couple of weeks when I get my second speaker for Christmas. But if you tap two Beats 2.0 Pearl speakers together, they've got an NFC chip in them, and you can pair them together tapping once. So they become two speakers playing at once, like I was sort of doing by plugging the Jambox into the Beats Pearl via the 3.5mm audio cable. Tap the speakers twice. The speakers divide into the left and right stereo channels. So you'll be able to hear proper stereo music out of the left Beats Pearl, and of course out of the right Beats Pearl. It's a fairly versatile speaker. The fact that I can actually charge my iPhone from the speaker itself. Apparently full playing time for the speaker is around about 8 hours, 3 to 4 hours to charge it. I can use it as a Bluetooth speaker. I can use it as a powered speaker from my Mac to play audio from that. I can also plug another speaker into it and have two speakers playing at the same time. And I can also use it as an answer phone. The only other function I haven't got around to show you, because I can do it now, is to actually turn off the Beats Pearl 2.0 speaker. So coming back around to the back at the 9 o'clock position and holding in that power button and releasing, and the speaker's off. So just as a final, just a little double check, I'm going to play that song via the Beats for about 10 seconds, and I'm going to play the rest of the track from the Jambox just so you can hear them side by side. So here we go. Here's the Beats again. Let's turn it back on again. So I'm currently going to turn my Jambox off for the moment. And I'm going to take the cable out. It's not working with the Beats. So this is the Beats Pearl. So two finger double tap my iPhone screen. I'm going to turn up a little bit. Okay, that's the Beats. Okay, and I'm going to turn that off. There we go, it's off. Jambox here, take the cable out of that as well. So it goes back into Bluetooth mode. Jambox on. And now here's the Jambox playing the rest of the track. Turn it up a little bit. Just turn the Jambox off. We'll just finish off with the Beats Pearl again. So back on again, hold the power button in. 1, 2. Wait for the bleep so we know it's connected. And two finger double tap my iPhone. So you can definitely notice the difference between the Beats and the Jambox. And I'm going to turn the Beats off. Holding the power button in, 1, 2, and release. And that completes this demonstration of the Beats Pearl 2.0 Bluetooth speaker, and a little bit of comparison here at the end between the Beats Pearl and, of course, my Jambox portable speaker. So as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.